Hey, this is the part of the day where we continue for the record. Ian reviews albums.
Albums. Rolling Stones top 50 of 2015.
Well, that's what you're doing right now, but for the record will be a continuing podcast.
Oh, definitely. Once I'm done with the top 50, I'm going to keep on going with any songs or albums we seem to be playing at the time.
So today is number 48.
Number 48, which is Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion.
I was nervous for you for this.
It's really good.
I love it when you love pop music.
I have a weakness. That's the thing is her. It was straight pop, her first couple albums, I think. And, I mean, he had Call Me Maybe, which, I mean, really grated on my nerves after about three or four listens.
Right.
But she went 80s pop.
Yeah.
With her third studio album.
Which is so back in right now.
And it's so, like, I'm like a sucker for that. Anything pop 80s sounding, mm-hmm. I'm like in it. So I was immediately pretty much on board.
Okay, so name of the album?
It's called Emotion.
Emotion, and you like it.
I really like it.
Ian gives it thumbs up.
I give it thumbs up.
Okay, and what kind of setting would you listen to this album in?
I feel like once you get into like Washoe Valley, like on the way to Carson, where you're allowed to go 70,
yeah,
that's where you crank that up. Especially the first track. She shows like, I really, 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 really like you as like her single, which I'm like, you know, that's lazy songwriting.
Totally.
Number one. But number two, there's a first cut on the CD called Run Away With Me, and it's like just pure 80s pop goodness.
Yeah.
So just crank it.
All right. I've been working out to a lot of 80s pop lately.
Yeah?
So would I like this to work out
too? Oh, it'll motivate you.
All right. You heard it here first. If you want to hear, for the record, more of Ian's album reviews, log on myradiox.com, click on our podcast channel.